finally got some pads in, you know, putting that work in. But, you know, right now, just, you know, keep working and keep practice. Still, we got the week one out of the way of training camp. We got a few more weeks to go, and right now it's just about gelling together.
What have you gotten out of working with Flowers?
Flowers, he's going to be a really good player, man. You know, right now it's all about getting each other better. You know, he helps me out just, you know, as far as when it comes to the pass rushing. And, you know, as young as Flowers is, man, he's ahead of the game, you know, as far as, you know, what he knows. And then his athletic ability, you know, once he starts gaining more knowledge of the game and he puts it with his athletic ability, he's going to be even better, man. So, you know, I like going against Eric, man, you know, just to get each other better each
what
and every day.
What challenges does he present to you?
Eric, he's strong, man. He's a young kid, but he's strong. He got some strong hands, and, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, that left side, that's where the best left tackles be at. So, you know, you gotta be strong at the point. Got to be able to bend a little bit, but not fold. So,
he mentioned that, you know, because you guys go against each other so much, you both can offer tips to the other one. You know, talk about what's going on. What are the types of things that you tell him?
As far as mixing it up, you know, he has a great athletic ability, you know, kind of reminds me of Brandon Albert a little bit when, you know, how athletic he is and being able to move around, but, you know, he's also very strong. So, you know, it's when it comes down to it, you know, we tidbit, share a little bit of what we got going on, so that's it.
What is your impression of the first preseason game being against your former team, the Dolphins?
I wish it was the third preseason game, you know. But I wish all those guys the best, you know, come the upcoming season. You know, just speaking to them, you know, every now and then. Miss those guys down there. But like I said, business is business come Friday. I would just wish them the best and wish all of them to stay healthy for the season.
What did you do with the Eric Flowers jersey you got in exchange?
I'm still waiting to get it framed up, man. Mm-hmm. It's still down in Miami right now, just waiting to get it framed up.
Does your relationship with him go a little bit deeper than maybe it would normally be with a defensive end or left tackle, because you guys are from the same area, you went to the same college? Does that strengthen the kinship a little bit more?
I mean, he's also my locker mate, man. Yeah. You know, we speak to him every day, you know, and it's funny because I remember when I was in that same position, you know, going into my second year, you know, trying to learn everything I can, and you know, that's what he pretty much is doing, you know, always asking questions, and you know, we're just always just sharing knowledge, pretty much, basically.
Did you request to have your locker next to his?
Oh, just end up being that way. My number's pretty low, so I'm pretty much with the linebackers and, you know, mixed in a little bit with the O-line, so.
What's it like having a newcomer like Leon Hall come in? He's a pretty big name, but now he's on your unit and on your same defense anyway, and now he's in camp now, a pretty big name.
Yeah, I mean, the most weapons we can have, the better, you know. It's going to be a long season, and, you know, the more veteran leadership we can have on the team, the better we're going to be to go along and help us get into the postseason.
We've talked a lot about all the new parts of the defense and everything has to come together. A weekend, how far along in that process do you think you guys are?
Right now, you know, just little by little. You know, I'm not going to sell no dreams or anything like that. Right now, we're just little by little. Just working, chipping at the rock, and just trying to get better.
What do you see as the potential for this
event? Well, you know, sky's the limit. You know, everybody got potential, man. It's what we're going to do with it. And I feel like we got a lot of guys on the defense, a lot of leadership on the defense that we could, you know, grab hold of it and make what we want to do with it. So we just have to see come week one.
How are the routines or the habits or the technology of this training camp different than other ones you've been at?
I know it's not part of the technology, but it's not as hot as it is, as it was down in Miami, you know. But, I feel like they take a good job in taking care of the guys, you know, taking care of the guys and not wasting any time, you know, hitting all the points of what we need to get done and, you know, keeping it moving.
Is the pace quicker than what
you've seen before? I won't say necessarily quicker, but I'd say just getting rid of all the fluff and just getting in and what we need to get accomplished and, you know, keeping it moving and not wasting any time.
What are your impressions on first-round draft pick Eli Apple?
Eli, man, he's in a strong physical, man, physical corner. He's not shying away from any competition, so I think that's what we like about him right now. And, you know, I just can't wait to see what he does come game day.
Thank you.